Welcome to Day by Day Hacks. We are finishing up the month of November right now and getting ready to roll into Christmas time, Megan. And for many people, Christmas time means several days in a row of either traveling to different places or a bunch of people coming in to your house. It means cooking pies and casseroles and just all kinds of stuff, all of which provide the potential of disrupting what our normal routine of spending time with the Lord may be. And so how does Megan Barham handle that situation?
I think for me, it's just using the time that I have and like fitting it in. Mm-hmm. Like the other day I was making, you know, I was making breakfast burritos for the week and I was just, you know, had my Bible out. And normally, you know, when I'm cooking or whatever, I'd get my phone on and I'd scroll. But I was like, no, I'm going to get my Bible out. I'm going to have my quiet time right here. And I think sometimes as moms, we like to put it into a box of what quiet time is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like a, you know, perfect setup. It can be when you're right there in the kitchen.
Right.
So definitely, you know, fitting it in when you can and when those, like, when you have the time.
Yeah. So when it is, you know, when it, you know, just talking about it being in a box, we can create such an image. And yes, I think there do need to be times where it is quiet and it is just you sitting at the table on the couch and it's, you know, but sometimes that's not the way it is. But that doesn't mean we have to throw it out altogether.
Right.
And that there are moments in the day that we can capture, like whenever you're cooking. I would not know anything about that. I would burn my Bible if I tried to do that. But to take advantage of those moments where we were going to mindlessly do something else and to fill that time with either reading or praying or going over a memory verse or something like that. So, yeah, it doesn't absolutely have to fit in a box. And I think that's one of the beauties of the Christian life and that we've been freed from this legalism is that time with the Lord is not meant to be just 15, 30, 45 minutes a day. It's meant to be all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the traps that we can get into is that even with the using the phrase quiet time, and that's all the time that we spend with the Lord, and forget that no. It's 24/7 that we're supposed to be walking with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so taking advantage of those moments where we might mindlessly be doing something else and filling it with, you know, prayer or reading. So thank you for sharing that, because I think that frees some people up to be able to say, hey, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can accomplish that. So thanks, Megan. I've enjoyed having you on Day by Day Hacks, and I know that our people have as well.
Thank you.
Until next time on Day by Day Hacks.